Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini's on all the time at WGN Radio, and he does his whole Saturday morning show from 6 to 10. The Lou to-do list for today, Monday the 21st, is what, Lou?
Well, people are starting to plant stuff, and what I've been doing, too, is I've been transplanting a few things. You know, my wife and I moved into a new home to us about a year ago, and so I'm moving a few things around. And if you're doing so early on, it's a really good idea to use some fertilizer that will help you to avoid the shock that these plants will have when you move them. And so there's a couple of really good organic products out there. One is by a company called Espoma that makes a product called Biotone. And so when you dig up and you're going to move something, or even if you're planting new plants, place a little bit of this in the hole that you dug and mix it around in the soil, and then place the plant on top of that and then wrap it with soil. That is going to help to promote the growth. It's almost like a defibrillator for the plant to say, I know you liked where you were before, but now you're in a new spot, so we're going to put this in here. There's another company called Bonide that makes a product that's a liquid form of the Biotone called Root and Grow. Two very good products to use if you're planting new plants and or transplanting, so that when you do all this work, you're successful down the line.
That second one is for new plants. Like, I went to the greenhouse and bought a plant, and now I'm going to...
They both are. You can use both of them. I'm just giving you two different options, depending on if you go to the nursery or the hardware store or the garden center. If they don't have one, they may have the other. Bonide is very prevalent at most Bonide products at most garden centers. The Espoma, which is also fairly prevalent, but not always, it can be harder to find.
What was the name of the spray you said last week that are good for spiders and moths? ESL or PSA or
SLA in an orange spray. It's called SLA. I don't know what that stands for, but it's amazing. It works really, really well for moths, ants, roaches. It has a cedar scent to it. And so, you know, if you'd have problems with moths in your closet or even in a pantry or something, highly, highly effective and really good for drain flies as well.
Wow. It's funny because I walked into my local hardware store and they didn't have it. And the guy said, you're the second person to come looking for this. We must have some listeners. And then I went to Walmart and they didn't have it either. I don't know how common that product is. They got every Raid thing you can imagine, but I was looking for SLA.
I do know that if you're going to an Ace Hardware, they can order it out of the warehouse. And so if you ask them to check it and say, hey, could you bring this in? They should be able to do that for you.
Okay. You've got a question for Lou, but that is very helpful advice. Couple of products to put down as you're planting or transplanting items, Espoma and Bonide. 312-981-7200. Will you answer some questions from our listeners, Lou?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that now. Here's your chance to call or text. Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini played high school football, by the way.
I played 1 year and I was terrible.
How is that possible?
I was a skinny guy, and I was I played basketball for a couple of years, but I only played football 1 year because I was dating a cheerleader.
I didn't have the disposition for it, really. I played 5 years and didn't like one day of it.
Well, you were the kicker. You were the number one kicker.
That was only at Joliet Junior College.
We all know.
But I've got some stories for you about that, Lou, if you've got a minute. But.
Sure.
But at Manuka Community High School, I was a 2A player, in part because of my athletic prowess and also because we did not have many boys in the school at the time. There was 120 kids in the class.
I attended Deerfield High School, which at the time was a football powerhouse in the late 70s and early 80s. And so I was really good at holding the bag when the guys that were yeah. really good would hit me
yes.
with it. That's what I
yes.
was. I was a bag guy.
I know. Well, so be a kicker on a college team. Guess who gets to hold the bag? You know, the contest was, how far can you knock this guy backwards? Bam. All right, here's some questions for Lou Manfredini. Mike's got one. Mike, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hi, John. Hi, Lou. On Friday, I got an estimate for renew windows by Anderson, and I wanted to get two windows replaced, but then I have another window that's a slider and three in the kitchen. And when I got the estimate from them, the price was really high, and it's a really good material, really good windows. And I heard you talk about Gilkey. I think the price that they wanted to charge me is a little bit too much, and I wanted to know if you can give me something or something more affordable that's still a good window and something that I can afford, Lou. What do you think?
So, Renewal by Anderson is a composite material. It's a wood-based material that is, blended together with polymers, and they make a fine window. I would argue, and this is not just about Gilkey, but I would argue that the premier product to put with windows now is fiberglass, like a boat. It's very strong. There's no wood fiber in it. It's all fiberglass. And a company like Gilkey offers both a fiberglass and a vinyl window as well. Now, vinyl windows, everybody has a budget. And so, vinyl windows today have come a long way. There are cheap vinyl windows, and there are good vinyl windows. But if you're getting a price from Renewal by Anderson on replacing those windows, I would implore you to go to Gilkey and get a price on their fiberglass windows. In my opinion, and I do work with them as a paid spokesperson, so everything's completely up front, but in my opinion, they make one of the premier fiberglass windows out there. And like Anderson, they make their own windows. So they're similar companies in the fact that you've got a company that makes their own windows and installs their own windows in Anderson. And that's what you have with Gilkey. You have a company that makes their own windows and installs their own windows. And that fiberglass product that they make is very, very good.
Well, good luck to you. I know a little bit about buying windows because we've had to sort of budget it over a course of years. They're sticker shock, Lou.
Right.
When you go, you say, oh, I'll just buy a window, and that you're looking at thousands of dollars. And not everybody can afford to get the job done. So we just say, well, we'll do two or three windows this year and XYZ the next
right.
year, you know?
Right, right. No, and John, that is such an important point. I mentioned this home that we bought in Evanston. We replaced all the windows in that home, but we did it over a 14-month period of time. Because to do a whole house of windows, it's a big amount of money. It's like buying a car.
Yeah.
But the difference, as you've experienced, you and Brenda, and ourselves as well, and you use a different company, but very good company, very good product, the difference in the how you feel next to the windows, the comfort in your home, the fact that you can open and close them is amazing, and it's an added value proposition.
Good luck. Here's some text questions. I hate weeds in my plant beds. What do you put down in the plant beds, Lou?
I heard you talking about this with your buddy Bob Bertog, and preen is a really good product to put around established plants before you put the mulch down. If you can pull up the weeds that you have currently, that would be helpful first. Then you sprinkle this preen, again, around established plants, and then either cover with a fabric or just mulch over the top of it. It does a really nice job. They make a product both as a weed killer, or weed preventer rather, and a feed if you wanted to. They make a combination product as well. Preen, P-R-E-E-N.
Steve, you're on with Lou Manfredini. What's your question, Steve?
Yeah, they've been advertised on TV, this stuff they spray on shingles that's supposed to extend the life. Is that a decent product or not?
I'm familiar with the product. I think that if you're looking to prolong the life of your roof, say, another 3 to 4 years before you can afford to put a new roof on, then it may be worth the investment. But it's more expensive than you think. I don't want you to think that you're going to do this and it's a 20-year proposition, because it's not.
Okay, well, I'm 75 years old. I'd rather leave my money to the kids, but if it'll extend it 5 years,
well,
I'd be happy.
Well, hopefully you live more than 5 years.
Yeah, I don't know about you, sir, but when I get to be 75, I want to live, well, 10 more years, 15 more years. I guess it depends. Steve, good luck to you on that. This is Colleen. You're on WGN. Colleen, what's your question for Mr. Fix-It?
Hey, Don. Hey, Lou. My question is, I have a 1955 home. We've done work. Many people have remodeled before we purchased the place. What's the truth about having your vents, your whole house vents cleaned? I've heard many people think it's a good idea, but I've also heard HVAC retired professionals say it's not a thing. It's more dangerous to have all that stuff stirred up. What do you think?
I disagree. I think it is a thing, and I think it's something that you do every 7 to 10 years or so. And in particular, if you have a home, I mean, look, there's no doubt that dust goes in there and it builds up. And yes, it does get, you know, sticky and whatnot. But there's no doubt that as the system's running, some of that particulate is coming through the venting. In particular, where the seams are, it pulls in air like a venturi, and so that can be problematic. So every 7 to 10 years, not a bad idea. There are differences in companies that do it. You're looking for companies that use what's called an air whip, kind of like Medusa, the head on Medusa, if you know your Greek mythology. And they'll run that thing through, and it'll batter everything around, and then they'll use a vacuum to clean it. And then the other big thing is that once you do this, and even if you don't, we should all be using pleated filters in our forced air systems, both for heating and cooling, and we should be replacing them once a month.
Good luck to you on that. Okay, Colleen, I hope that helps. Lou, you always help us, sir. Thank you for the advice today.
Be well, John.